Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Trent R. Bingham, a proud husband and father with a wild imagination, has completed his new book, Dragon Lord, The Return of the Generals, a gripping tale of friendship, mystery, and magic. Two best friends who are kidnapped by mystical dragons trained to fight. In a twist of fate, these two dragons are revealed to be sworn enemies and work to turn the friends against one another. Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals, a gripping and adventurous fantasy science fiction tale of friends turned against one another. And author Trent R. Bingham is our guest on This Week in America. Trent, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. What an interesting concept that you lay out for us in the book, Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals, book available, of course, wherever books are sold. I mentioned the wild imagination that you have. Where did this idea come from for to get these two best friends and suddenly they're caught up with reptiles and sworn enemies? Where did this idea come from? What was the inspiration for this story?
So it's actually a really interesting, funny story. It happened a long time ago, like between 10 and 15 years ago. But I must have just got done watching like some Harry Potter movies, because I had a dream that Harry Potter was like in the streets of London all alone in like middle of the night. And then out of all of like the man covers, like thousands of red dragons started pouring out. And that was the end of my dream. And I put it off for like 2 or 3 days. It was just a dream. But finally, I decided to write it down. And when I did that, all of a sudden, more and more information started flooding in about different creatures and this and that. And so it stemmed from that, and it turned into a book.
That's amazing where this came from and how this, obviously, this dream persisted to the point where you decided to go ahead and use that as the concept for the book. How long did it take you to write Dragon Lords, to take this initial concept and turn it into a book? You've got all the elements. This book, you can't wait to get to the next page to see what's going to happen. How long did this process take you?
Like I said, it took me probably, before I started like typing up the book, it probably took me about 6 years to like compile all my thoughts together and start piecing it all together one way or another.
Well, it's been an amazing process that you've been on. The book is Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals by Trent R. Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M. Book available at all of the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What has been the favorite thing? What has this process been like for you in writing Dragon Lords? And what's been maybe the most favorite thing about this process that you've enjoyed during the writing?
My imagination, just being able to develop my imagination and create different creatures. Probably one of my favorite things, because I'm a huge animal lover, so if I can create a new creature, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, you've got the creatures that you have created in the book Dragon Lords. You've also got the best friends, Ryan and Jerry. Talk about how you created the human characters involved in this book, particularly the best friends, Ryan and Jerry. And do you have a favorite character that you just sort of developed a fondness for as you were writing the book?
So kind of Ryan is kind of based off of my life. And in the book, Ryan only has three sisters. Growing up, I have six sisters. So it's kind of the same scenario there. But other than that, it was just kind of how it fell into place. I don't necessarily have a friend that I want to become my worst enemy or have tried to create my own worst enemy.
Yes.
But in the sense of good versus evil, just kind of makes sense that two best friends, one being a little jealous of the other over the other, and the one feeling that he has nothing to be jealous over, they just kind of naturally become enemies.
When you were writing the book, did you know where the story was actually going to go? Not only where you were going to end it, but how it got there? Or did this sort of evolve? I guess I'm asking, did you have an outline before you actually started the writing process? Or did you have in your mind sort of an outline where it was going to go, but the story, maybe the characters took you in a different direction?
Yeah, so I did have a rough outline, so I wrote it all down by hand at first, and then as I was typing it up, then I started adding more detail and stuff into there, and then to make kind of the story make more sense, I had to add even more detail in, and yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun doing. But yeah, it was originally going to just be one book, but now it's going to be a series. As long as it does well and stuff, it's going to be a book series.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. It seems like there's more that you could tell with this story. The concept Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals, is this particular episode, the book that's available now. At what point did you realize, okay, I think I can maybe do another one, two, three different stories from here? Did you go into this thinking this could be the start of a series, or did that evolve as you were telling the story?
So as I was typing up the material, and as I got really deep into the first book and realizing that I still had a lot more material, even still now I have a lot more material that I haven't typed up into more books, I realized that it wasn't going to just be a single book series. And and like I said, as I'm going along, just even more information at times will just kind of come to me, so I would add it in here and there.
Yes.
And I obviously made the book longer and stuff, so I realized it wasn't going to be one book.
Trent Bingham is our guest on the program. He is the author of Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals. Bingham is Bingham, if you're Googling. Book available at Amazon.com, WorkbookPress.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Going through this process, having the finished product now and people all over the country reading and enjoying Dragon Lords, that has to make you feel proud. What's your feelings, your emotions, as you now are a published author and people are taking the story that woke you up one night and they're now enjoying the story that you've told?
Right. So I viewed my success just actually typing it up. And so I thought that was pretty much as far as it was going to go, is just getting it typed up and maybe just enjoy the story for myself and my family. But then I decided to try to get it published, and lo and behold, the publishers actually liked it, so maybe even happier and thrilled that maybe this could be a timeless story that other people would enjoy and love.
What was it like when you had that copy there of Dragon Lords? This is I love the cover of the book. The book's available wherever books are sold. And when you got your copy, when they shipped you a copy, you've got the first one you're holding. You've seen artist renditions of what this is going to be. Now you actually are holding a book in your hand, and your name is on there as the author. It's a recommended book. What was that emotion like when you first held a copy of Dragon Lords?
I thought I was dreaming, actually, when I was holding the,
another dream, yes,
published book. Yeah, it was unreal.
What was the process like for you? Was this enjoying? Sometimes you talk to authors, and it's like most of it was enjoying, but boy, there were times when I just sort of didn't know where I was going to go with the story or how I was going to end the story. What was it like for you? Was this an enjoyable process?
For the most part, it was very enjoyable. There were times that I got stuck. Because when I was doing stuff and portraying parts of the story, I wanted to do a lot of research on to show that some of the stuff was like kind of accurate on a human base compared to a dragon based sort of thing.
Yes.
And so some of that was a little challenging, but all in all, it was a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable. I never knew that writing could be so much fun, and that I would enjoy it so much.
Our guest on the program,
I really do.
Well, and you do such an excellent job, and I can tell in the conversation that you really enjoyed writing this book. Trent Bingham is our guest on the program. His book is Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals, a twisting tale of adventure that puts the strong bond of friendship to the ultimate test. with us on the program. The book available, Amazon, wherever books are sold. How about family involvement in this? You, I mentioned you're a husband and a father, so it's not like you're a full-time author where you can probably dedicate a bunch of hours to go sit and do this. What was it like? How supportive was the family, and how far proud of the family are they of you?
All, my family is extremely proud of my just attempting it and actually being accomplishing it. But my wife has been extremely supportive and supremely encouraging of me to keep on doing it. Without them, I don't think it would have been finished actually.
What do you see as success of this book? Some people measure it in sales, other people measure it in reviews. How do you, what makes this book successful in your mind?
So just the fact that it's published, it's successful in my mind.
Yes.
Obviously, if people get a lot of sales from it, that would be amazing, but just to have this accomplishment in my life, even if all of the copies that get sold are just to my family and friends, it's a success in my eyes.
You mentioned the sequels, the books that you have in your mind. How are you coming at those? I mentioned in your mind. I'm sure you've got what notebook somewhere with ideas on future books. What are you working on now? Do you have a book that you're working on presently?
So I actually have the next two books typed up. They just need to be kind of edited and stuff before they get published. But it's going to be probably a total of 5 to 6 books.
Oh, fantastic. A real series, Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals, is the first one that's now available. Trent Bingham is the author and our guest. Bingham, book available at all of the usual places. Who are some of your favorite authors? Obviously, at some point in your life, you started reading other people, maybe influenced by their writing or really enjoyed their writing. What authors had an influence on you?
So one of the biggest authors that had an influence on me was actually R.L. Stine and his Goosebumps books. As a kid, I read one and got hooked and bought several of his books and would read them all the time. So it probably helped stem my imagination because he's got a huge imagination as well. So that probably helped me to encourage my own imagination.
Well, you bring that imagination to life in your book, Dragon Lords. I mentioned A Tale of Friendship, Mystery, and Magic. Talk about blending, mixing all three of those elements together. How difficult was that? I mean, you've got friendship, you've got mystery, you've got magic. All you've put in the story that really moves quickly. It's on so many levels. It's such a fantastic job. What was it like to blend all of these elements together? So it's not just a science fiction. You've got creatures doing things, but you've got people and emotions involved as well.
Right. So like I said, one of the characters is fairly based off of me. So that kind of going off some of my own experiences and stuff like that. So that kind of helped develop one of the characters. And then some of the other characters are kind of based off of my other friends and whatnot. So the hardest part was actually just trying to make sure that I kept all the characters separated and stuff, and I didn't try to convey something about a character that was supposed to be for a different one.
Oh, yes.
Or if I killed off a character that I didn't bring him back into the story.
Well, how difficult is it to do that? That's interesting that you say that, because you get totally caught up in the different characters. Is it hard sometimes? Do you keep track of, okay, this is Ryan, this is Jerry, these are the characteristics, this is where I want to go with this? Anything written down, or just try to do it from memory and instinct?
Oh, no, I had to write it down. I had to keep a list of what character had what dragon assigned to him, and there was no way that I could do it just by off of memory. There was absolutely no way.
You know, I often think as I talk to authors, especially when you're telling a story like this, where the story takes off, you've got a night where, boy, everything is just coming. I've got these great ideas. I'm being very descriptive. I'm laying it all out there. But you got to stop because you've got to go to bed. You've got family things. You've got work things coming up the next day. How difficult was it during the process of writing Dragon Lords to okay, shut it down for now, and I have to focus on other parts of my life. And I say that thinking, if you're in the grocery store shopping, you may have ideas that come to you as you're thinking about Ryan and Jerry and what they're going through. How difficult is it to, you hear about writer's block, but the opposite of that, how difficult is it to turn your mind off when you've got these ideas coming?
At times it was extremely difficult. There'd be times that I'd be laying in bed trying to fall asleep, but ideas would just be kind of pouring in.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I finally give up and write it down, then my brain would shut off and I could go to sleep. So, it was, sometimes it was hard because I'd only get a little bit of sleep at night.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because I could see that happening, that you've got all these things going on in your mind, and actually sort of Ryan and Jerry become unofficial family members in the Bingham residence because they're there in your mind. And for you, yeah. these are live people. In marketing the book, I know you've got a Facebook page, I think Pinterest as well. Talk about that and where people can follow you.
So both my... my Facebook page is just Trent Bingham, just a normal Facebook page, nothing special about that, other than it's about me, obviously.
Yes.
But, and then I'm also on Pinterest saying Trent Bingham, and again, just who I am sort of thing laid out there.
And all of this you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left. Trent Bingham is our guest in the program. That's B-I-N-G-H-A-M. The book is Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals. Do you have titles for the upcoming books that we could watch for?
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember. But I believe the next one is Winter is Coming, or something about winter.
Okay.
And then... third one is something about battles. I can't remember the exact titles again, but I know the next one is pretty much all about winter and how they have to deal with some of the things with winter. And then the next book precedes winter ending, and then the two dragon forces going back to war.
You can find all that by Googling Trent R. Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M, and follow on Facebook and Pinterest, and we'll have that information there as well, so you can stay up on all the books that are available. This one is Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals. Trent, excellent job with this. You should be quite proud of the job that you've done, an excellent story that you tell here. Everybody anxious to follow up on the story of Ryan and Jerry and what they go through. And we'll be checking Amazon and Barnes & Noble and see when the next books in the series come out. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been fun, and congratulations on the success of Dragon Lords.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Trent R. Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M. Book is Dragon Lords, The Return of the Generals. All the information, of course, available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.